2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. I'm Maria Chalaos, filling in today for Jeff Kaplan, and KSL's 100th anniversary tour continues today at Hill Air Force Base in anticipation of tomorrow's Warriors over the Wasatch Air Show, and the practice is underway. KSL's top story this hour. Anti-abortion advocates are celebrating today with the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. There were strong words on all sides after the release of the landmark opinion.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi condemned Republicans in response to the Supreme Court decision, saying in a statement, quote, because of Donald Trump, Mitch McConnell, the Republican Party, and their supermajority on the Supreme Court, American women today have less freedom than their mothers. Pelosi further said there would be more restrictions on reproductive health care, claiming that Republicans want to arrest doctors for offering reproductive care and women for terminating a pregnancy. She called the ruling, quote, outrageous and heart-wrenching. Catherine Falders, ABC News, Washington.
Utah is one of 13 states with a trigger law contingent on the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. Abortions have been trending downward in Utah for a number of years. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has the data.
The Utah Department of Health tracks abortion data going back to 1974. We've got more than double the population of women of childbearing age now than we did then. But the number of abortions in the state has been on a slow decline for years, peaking at over 4,700 in 1990 and dropping to just over 2,900 in 2019, the most recent year for which data is available.
The state's birth rate has been dropping in the last 5 to 10 years, so that means the rate of abortions dropped even more steeply than that total number. Utah's trigger law is still pending, but the state lawmakers who crafted it are addressing something that it doesn't, whether Utah women should be able to travel out of state to get abortions. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has details.
Utah's trigger law sponsors, Senator Dan McKay and Representative Carrie Ann Lisenby, were asked whether outside groups should be able to help women with money get to other states where abortion would be legal. McKay says no, arguing outside money isn't welcome in things like politics.
I would argue outside money in this situation wouldn't be welcome as well.
And Lisenby argues that their goal isn't to punish women with the trigger law, but rather make providers accountable, and she doesn't expect Utah to restrict any travel.
I don't think there's any contemplation that we would try to control a woman's ability to travel or to obtain an abortion elsewhere. That's certainly, if somebody wants to do that, it's a free country.
Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
President Biden vowing to go after any states that try to ban women from traveling out of the state for an abortion.
Any state or local official, high or low, tries to interfere with a woman's exercise and her basic right to travel, I will do everything in my power to fight that deeply un-American attack.
The president also says he wants Congress to codify Roe v. Wade. The Planned Parenthood Association of Utah says it's still unclear what Utah's trigger law will look like in practice. KSL News Radio's Martha Harris has details.
President of Planned Parenthood Utah, Carrie Galloway, says their clinics will continue to provide abortions like normal until Utah's trigger law goes into effect. She doesn't know how exactly the law will be enforced and is waiting for guidance from state officials. Galloway says people deserve to be able to get comprehensive health care in their own communities. She says after the state's trigger law goes into effect, Planned Parenthood will direct Utahns who want abortions to go to other states, like Colorado.
Galloway says a strong Utah depends on the strength of its families. She says Planned Parenthood will continue fighting for family planning. Utah's religious organizations are reacting to the Supreme Court news today.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints issued an update to its topic page on abortion. It reads that the Church's position remains unchanged. It also says members may appropriately choose to participate in efforts to protect life and preserve religious liberty. The Church does allow for possible exceptions to elective abortions, like in cases where the health of the mother is in serious jeopardy. The Catholic Diocese of Salt Lake City also released a statement. It says they are grateful the court recognizes the human within the womb, but the statement also says courts cannot ensure that a woman has the support and resources needed to raise healthy children. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Also in the nation's capital today, the House passed the bipartisan Senate gun safety bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi signing the document.
In honor of all those who have lost loved ones to gun violence, the Congress sends to the President now our nation's first major gun safety legislation in three decades.
The bill now only needs the President's signature. 3 in 4 people who live in the U.S. have ignored evacuation orders for disasters or weather events. That's according to a new poll from GeneratorTools.com. Utah Division of Emergency Management tells the Deseret News that Utahns need to be on high alert during the fire season, and it emphasizes the importance of emergency kits for evacuations. This year, KSL is partnering on stories about emergency preparedness with Be Ready Utah.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.